This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, broadcasting on a Thursday morning, live and in living color, from our flagship station, AM860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, out to all of our great radio stations across America. And special thanks go out to our military men and women who are listening to us right now all across the United States and around the world, too, via the satellite. And our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, hospital, and ER room workers, our Border Patrol, 911 dispatchers, for your service to America and keeping all of us free and safe. Now, we've had a situation overnight, if you haven't been paying attention. Middle Missouri was hit by a series of tornadoes. We've had a report in a small town not very far away from Jefferson City and Columbia, Missouri, where three people died in a tornado there. We've had a massive tornado hit Jefferson City, Missouri. A lot of damage, a lot of devastation. So far, a lot of injuries, but no reports of anyone dying per se yet. In Jefferson City, people are still trapped in the wreckage and the rubble. A number of buildings have collapsed. A number of buildings are destroyed. And roofs blown off hotels and whatnot. So that's a very fluent situation. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. And we're going to go right to the phone line right now. And Ron Edwards, the host of the Edwards Notebook. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now let's say the pledge and get rolling. You ready? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God because our country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, again, trying to keep everybody abreast of what's going on. We've had some terrible tornadoes touchdown in middle Missouri last night. There is one report of three people being killed in a small town not very far away from Columbia and Jefferson City, Missouri. A lot of devastation, a lot of damage in Jefferson City itself. I've been to that city a number of times. It's a nice city of 42,000. Luckily, it's the capital of Missouri. The National Guard has a big army there. So they have responded with their equipment, and there's more help coming because of reports of people trapped in buildings, buildings collapsed, all sorts of things there. Injuries are in the dozens, and there may be more than that as daylight comes along and they realize there's people missing. So our thoughts and prayers go out to all of them.
Obviously, absolutely. Of course, our prayers go out for them. And we just urge people to be very careful. You know, there's always the downed wire situation, and you never know what you might find.
Well, you never touch a wire that's on the ground, period.
Absolutely.
Because you have to treat every wire as if it's a live wire.
Yeah, especially if there's a lot of water out there and you see downed wires. If you're already inside, stay inside. So, again, it's a very terrible situation. And, our hearts and prayers go out to the people.
Now, Sister Nancy had a little something to say when she came out of her Democratic caucus meeting yesterday morning. And here's the way she started her day.
It was a very positive meeting, a respectful sharing of ideas, and I think a very impressive presentation by our chairs. Would you believe that it's important for to follow the facts? We believe that no one is above the law, including the President of the United States, and we believe that the President of the United States is engaged in a cover-up, and that was the nature of the meeting.
Now, to that I say, hey, Nancy, what have you guys been doing for the last 2.5 years?
Absolutely. They are the masters and mistresses of cover-ups. Speaking of the Democrats, they've covered up so much. Where do you begin? And to just walk in and expect to negotiate with the president over a very important issue like infrastructure and to slam them first about cover-ups, and especially if this is just nothing more than a bald-faced lie. Of course, how do you negotiate and talk with somebody about something else after they've made such a nasty accusation against you? These Democrats are full of it. They have been up to their chicanery ever since before President Trump was elected. In fact, it began with his campaign because the Democrats are part of a strategy to bring down this country, in my opinion, and they recognize that Trump is one of those that stands in the way of their devious plans.
Well, it's not bringing down the country. They call it the fundamental transformation of America.
Yeah,
and even Joe Biden is now doing that. We're going to fundamentally transform America back to where it was.
Yeah, but see, to where it was, that's a bull cap. That's where they hit, because their philosophical base to fundamentally transform America would bring it down, because every place in the world where you've had those kinds of changes in the nation, the nation goes down. Venezuela, Cuba, the examples are all around us.
Mm-hmm. By the way, I have some breaking news to report here in my local market, Tampa, Florida. If you're on I-75 and if you're coming south, I-275 at Fletcher, a tractor trailer fire on the right side of the highway there. They've got a lot of fire equipment in the road. It shut down the southbound lanes there of I-75. I'll get it right in a minute. I-75 near Fletcher Avenue. So avoid that area if at all possible. You're going to have traffic backed up. Don't come down and get yourself blocked in there if you don't have to. Okay, we'll be right back with more with Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. Don't go anywhere. Lots more coming your way. Okay, Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And this portion of the program brought to you by David E. Garrett Jewelers. Now, let me tell you about David E. Garrett Jewelers. If you want to customize, design a fantastic piece, they can do that for you. If you want a vintage piece from the 1880s or newer, they may have it in stock. If you want to repair your favorite piece of jewelry, they can do that too. By the way, they've also got pre-consultations available. All you got to do is call them at 937-325-3680. And want to get rid of your unwanted gold and make a little cash too? Well, they'll buy your gold from you. So, what are you waiting for? David E. Garrett Jewelers, they certainly are a fine craftsman with gold, platinum, silver, and diamonds. They are a jeweler that you can trust, and they now offer a 10% discount on jewelry to all military personnel. Now, give them a call at 937-325-3680, or check them out online. David E. Garrett. Garrett is spelled G-A-R-R-E-T-T, David E. Garrett Jewelers.com. And tell them the captain sent you. They are a proud sponsor of both the Captain's America Third Watch and the Edwards Notebook. Okay, speaking of the Edwards Notebook, I got the notebook on the line here. Hello, Mr. Notebook. All right. Yeah, I had to do that. All right. Now, a federal judge, has ordered Deutsche Bank and Capital One Banks to release the financial records they have of President Trump. Now, obviously, that is probably going to be challenged, and I don't think they're just going to do it automatically. What do you think?
I think the same thing. They didn't order them to do it. They gave them permission, I guess, because Congress wants to look at all these records to see if they can find anything,
right,
anything that's in, they can go after the Trumpster for.
Right.
And you know, this is historic, I think. we don't see a crime, but we're going to keep looking until we find something that looks nefarious, that looks just a little bit illegal here. I've never seen anything like this in this country, ever before.
Well, I have. They tried it at one time with George W. Bush when he got into his little riffs there with him, and they were talking about, remember he was running for president, and, well, he was in the National Guard, and he didn't go, he was a pilot, and he never went over, his unit went to Vietnam, but he never went with him, blah, 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 blah. They didn't understand the rules that were in place at the time. You had to have so many hours in an airplane to be able to qualify to fly to Vietnam, and George W. Bush volunteered to go there, but they wouldn't send him because he didn't have the hours in the cockpit.
Yeah, but that still, that does not compare with looking into your, they're becoming these.
Oh, they tried back then, but they weren't able to do it because they put up a big stink. And we'll see what happens this time, right?
I mean, they've turned into these proctologists. I mean, they just want to look in every mm-hmm. nook and cranny to find anything. We don't, you know, it's different when they have an issue. Like what we were just talking about with George W. Here, there is absolutely no issue. We want to look at any record we want to look at. Then we'll see if we have something to fuss about. That's to me kind of unheard of and unreal. And I hope that Trump is able to find a judge somewhere that will understand that this is not right and block this.
Now, Congressman McCaul from Texas, who is the senior Republican on the House Armed Services Committee, is saying that the Trump administration does not want war with Iran. That's not what they're doing. They are merely creating a presence to deter Iran and let them think twice. Now, there is a plan. I heard yesterday 10,000 troops are going into the region. That was after the week before was 120,000 by somebody that had no idea what they were talking about. And now the actual plan is probably around 3,000 to 5,000 that they'll
that's
beef up
I
the
read.
Troops.
Yeah, that's what I read, about 5,000.
So you see how the media takes that and they just run with a number?
Absolutely. They run with a bunch of lies. Here's the thing. No one in their right mind wants a war. However, one of the best ways to prevent an actual war, especially with people that have a philosophical base of an Iran, is to show a great presence of strength. Ronald Reagan said it best.
Speak softly and carry a big stick. That's Teddy Roosevelt.
Yeah. But you have to ensure peace through strength. But one of the reasons why we're in this situation with Iran, because they got so mm-hmm. used to screwing over the United mm-hmm. States, they got so used to a weak posture, as mm-hmm. did China, by the way. And so we've got to show them now, we've got to get them used to a strong America. And so,
well, Steve in Thailand just chimed in here. And good morning, okay. Steve, and I hope you're doing well. He said the Democrats know they don't have anyone who can beat President Trump in the 2020 election. So they are merely looking for ways to discredit him and make him look bad.
Steve is exactly right. And
that's
good morning,
right,
Steve. And if you're in the military, thank you for your service.
He was. He's not anymore.
Okay. Well, thank him still. Thank mm-hmm. him. He's absolutely spot on. You try to destroy him through a pile of lies. Mm-hmm. And hopefully, in their mind, they're hoping that the American people will finally catch on in their way of thinking and believe their lies and turn on the Trumpster. But I stand to believe that the American people are going to wake up more and more as the election time comes, and they're going to turn against the Democrats, and Trump will remain in office, and I believe we're going to take back the House.
Is Mr. Mueller going to testify before one of those committees?
I wish he would, but I have no idea, because if he thinks it's in his favor, he probably will, but I don't think he wants to, because if he starts really opening up and they start really peppering him, then remember, not only the Democrats will be asking him questions, and if he sits down to talk, other things may be exposed or certain things will be confirmed. And I don't know if he wants that, and I don't know if the Democrats really want him to sit down and talk.
Mm-hmm. Now, one of the things that's going on is yesterday there was one report that said only 1.7 miles of the border wall had actually been built new. That was it. There was no more than that. And I know that's a lie, an outright lie, from what I am aware of, based on the reports that I've been watching, because I've been watching every day to see what they've been doing. Now, a lot of what's going on with the wall is they had areas where they could actually get in. They could actually sneak in under it or through it or cut holes in it or whatnot because of the old wall that was there. And they have actually gone in there, and they have replaced the fencing and whatnot that was there with the new type of wall, making it virtually impossible to get through. They might be able to climb up 25 feet in the air, but good luck coming back down, right?
Absolutely. And some of it was not even a wall. Some of it was just basically elongated, you know, those the horse things that you have in the block streets were then.
Mm-hmm. And okay, now Marie in Germany just chimed in. Remember we just talked about the judge's ruling on the bank reports?
Yes.
She is in Germany, and she says the Deutsche Bank, a bank, is definitely going to release his financial dealings with them.
Well, it's a terrible thing if that happens. Because if it can happen to Trump, it can happen to anyone. Anyone in government can get mad at you and decide to try to find something that's not right and can go after your private affairs. I mean, this has nothing to do with his run for office. I mean, he was a businessman for a very long time and, by the way, a pretty successful one. And
yeah, but he lost over $1 billion for 9 years, remember?
Yeah, but the great
But he still had $1 billion left.
But the great story is how he recovered, and that's also in a book that's coming out by, I think, Bill O'Reilly.
Yeah.
So you know, it's not about how you fall, it's how you get up. And he got up from that failure, and he did quite well after that. So, you know, that happens all the time. When you're in that level of business, you lose a lot of money, but you regain it if you're pretty smart. There's ups and downs.
Now, Attorney General William Barr has said that the nationwide injunctions are undermining the democratic process and that they violate constitutional principles. Sounds like as if he's getting ready to challenge some of these court injunctions that are out and about.
And he should. Thank God that we have an AG who wants to be effective and actually reestablish constitutional principles in this country so the government can run the right way and not simply be an I got you government going after people they don't like. And I thank God for that. We no longer have Mr. Magoo, who was basically a do-nothing guy. So kudos to him.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, here comes the music, so we'll have to let you go, and we will talk to you on the weekend show.
Looking forward to it. Take care.
All righty, Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and coming up we'll have Brooke Emery, columnist extraordinaire, who's listening to me right now, and we're going to bring her on. And we're going to talk about the latest article that she wrote, plus I'm going to ask her about a couple of things that you just heard me talking about with Ron to get her opinion. But she's got a new column out there, and she'll tell you all about how to hear that. So don't go anywhere. I will be right back.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Ever...
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King. tensions moved even higher as President Trump and congressional Democrats started to have a meeting, but it only lasted 3 minutes. The president says he wanted to talk infrastructure, but that was before learning that Democrats were meeting hours earlier to discuss impeachment.
The I word. Can you imagine?
He told Democratic leaders there would be no immigration talks while investigations continue. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says that didn't seem to matter before.
Hello, there were investigations going on 3 weeks ago when we met, and he still met with us.
He accused the president of running away once faced with paying for the infrastructure bill. He also said the whole scene was staged, especially the signs that were hanging on the president's Rose Garden podium.
That had been printed up long before our meeting.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. And this portion of the program is brought to you by our very good friends, Moss Family Automotive. Now, when you shop the huge selection of any Moss Family Automotive dealership, you'll pay nothing down and delay your payments for up to 6 full months with approved credit. Now, that goes for any of the new Chevys or Nissan and any pre-owned vehicle in the Moss family inventory. And you can now go to a special website and check out what kind of financing you'll qualify for without damaging your credit score. It's Moss, M-A-U-S, family, Chevrolet.com/free credit check. Now, Moss Family Automotive features the largest selection of Nissans and Chevys in all of Tampa Bay and Southwest Florida, and they are the home of You Serve, You Save. That's a program that saves veterans and active duty militaries plus first responders, too, a ton of money, and they've been doing that for years, and it's 24/7, 365, not just on a military holiday. So think about that for a minute. All right. Joining us right now, we have got the conservative columnist extraordinaire, Brooke Emery. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
You know, you've been at it again, writing articles, and you got a little knack for picking the right ones to put out there. The official SAT study guide.
Yep.
Racism disguised as altruism.
Yep.
Okay. Well, tell us a little bit about that.
Okay, so it's the new SAT score from the College Board,
mm-hmm.
and they're using factors that are that have nothing to do with standardized scores on the test
mm-hmm.
to score the test. It's one thing to they're using economic factors, environmental factors, things like that. It's one thing to use those factors in admissions inclusion,
mm-hmm.
and that's very important, obviously. Those are mitigating factors. If you come from a, you know, a lower income, for instance, and you have a higher GPA, it shows, you know, that can be something to provide, you know, more scholarship money or something like that. But to actually score the test based on those factors is to me, unacceptable.
Well,
and that's what they're doing.
Well, you write that it must be true if that they're proposing the insanity of what's called an adversity score. Is that true?
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
So then, yes. So they're using, like, if you come from a crime-ridden neighborhood, if you have lower income, if you have only one parent in the home. So I think a broader picture is, like, I happen to think maybe that incentivizes, you know, it punishes people. It might punish someone who has two parents in the home and reward, for lack of a better term, someone who has one parent in the home, single mother families or something like that.
Uh-huh.
You know, I don't believe that those are factors that should be taken into consideration for a standardized test.
Mm-hmm. Well,
that's what they're doing.
Well, when I took the civil service test years ago to become a firefighter in New York State, military veterans were, I think they were given 2 or 3 points was what it was. But even though I scored the highest in my class at the time when I took the test, those 2 or 3 points wouldn't have affected me at all. But it sounds like here's something similar to that they're doing, but they're not giving you points. They're just...
They might give you points. That's the whole thing. But the aptitude should be standardized. Do you see? Like I said, for a test, the score is the score. Math is math. Math doesn't change because of your zip code.
Nope.
Right? 2 plus 2 is 4, whether you're in Bel Air or whether you're, you know, from Biloxi or Compton or, you know, wherever. It shouldn't matter.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't this reek, of what we just saw with the scandals with the elites that were trying to get their kids in college and whatnot?
See, I mentioned that in the article, and it was a sort of a snarky joke. Like, what could possibly go wrong with having some kind of barometer like this? That's exactly what just happened, and we're going to do it again, but in a different direction. Now, I saw a report, apparently, And I hope some of those people actually go to jail, including the famous, you know, Hollywood actors. That's evident. What we see with the Operation Varsity Blues is evident of what's happening with privilege. They always like to talk about privilege, but that is actual privilege. And that's criminal, and that should not be accepted. But the reverse of that should not be accepted either. Standards are standards. If you can't meet them, then you don't get in, period.
Yeah, you would think.
Well, and the thing, you know, what I mentioned in my article, the point is that it's to remediate a failure from educators, right?
Mm-hmm.
So rather than on the back end say, we failed you, so we're going to lower standards for mm-hmm. you, just equip all people to meet the standards,
mm-hmm.
period. That's my opinion.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned a case that I'm very familiar with, the Boston firefighter court case. You want to tell us a little bit about that, but I am familiar with that. I know where you're going with that.
Well, there was apparently a test, and none of the black applicants passed the test.
Correct.
Apparently,
and
apparently all of the white applicants, and maybe I think there were some Hispanics in that. So based on that, they threw out all the test scores.
Mm-hmm.
If it's racism in one hand, it's racism in the other hand. If it was the reverse, it would be unacceptable,
mm-hmm.
right? If all of the black firefighters made it and none of the white firefighters made it, I would not say throw out the test score.
Mm-hmm.
It's not these factors. The test is a test.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's it. You can't remediate these issues by throwing out the test scores. What you have to do is equip everybody to meet them.
Yeah. Well, years ago, we had a situation similar to this where someone got promoted, a minority got promoted above somebody else who had more seniority than they did and more experience, more schools, more training. And they became an officer, a fireline officer. And the very first thing they did was they went charging into a burning building and got one of their rookies killed. And that ended that right there, the promotion, pass, bypass, and diversity and all that stuff. That ended it right on the spot because it proved the point.
Well, and here's the thing. There is obviously, in the history of this country, we have had racial barriers to entry. Mm-hmm. And obviously, that should not be the case. Mm-hmm. So we don't want to have any kind of racial barriers to entry, obviously. So that being said, though, mm-hmm. you don't create opportunities specifically for that.
Mm-hmm.
If two people, now having said that, if two people have the same exact qualifications, maybe there's an argument if there's not a, the problem is that it's always diversity of hue.
Mm-hmm.
I think we need to get away from that type of mentality. However, if that's the case and they have the same standards and if it's a police force or a firefighter force or something like that, there have been, it's been hard. There was, I remember a case of a black, the first black firefighter. I don't remember what area it was. Very difficult breaking barriers, that's amazing. It's been very difficult.
Well, you get promoted on your merit. That's how you get respect on your merit. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yes, but there should be no barriers to entry, and obviously mm-hmm. that has been the case.
Yep.
So I don't believe we're at that point now. This is 2019. We're not at that point. Okay, mm-hmm. It's against the law, as it absolutely should be.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But here's the thing. I sent a link to you for the article after I had forgotten about this to include this in the article.
Mm-hmm.
There was Obama did an FA did something similar to this in the FAA. Now, granted, we're not talking about college mm-hmm. admission. College admission doesn't determine whether or not someone's life is saved or lost.
Okay.
In the FAA, everybody in America, I don't care what your race, gender, creed, two legs, one leg, four eyes, whatever your situation is, you all fly. The last thing you want to do is to have the FAA have diversity based on race not merit.
We're running out of time, so folks, okay. I've been speaking to Brooke. And Brooke, you call yourself what, a cultural communications analyst, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Explain what that is real quick in about 10 seconds.
As I've said before, if you want to know where the country is going, you have to understand the culture. And conservatives have taken themselves out of the culture, and that's why we're in the situation that we're in this country.
And Brooke Emery is her name, and you can find her on Facebook, and you can find her articles over on America Out Loud.
And I just want to say love to the troops, including our canines and your families. We're waiting for you.
And the Marines.
And we pray for you every day.
And the Marines.
All of them and all of our first responders. God bless
right.
you.
Thank you. You take care.
Bye.
All right. That's our buddy Brooke Emery, and she does a very good job. And check out her articles. She's also on Facebook, so you can go over there and find out more about her that way, too. All right, we're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm going to queue up a Edwards notebook for you, and then I shall return. So don't go anywhere. And I'm also going to do one last little Trucker's Highway report, since we do have all that bad weather moving over towards Ohio right now up on the toll road.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. This final portion brought to you right now by the Freedom Boat Club, Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay. Tell you all about the beach and boating forecast in a minute, but in the meantime, check them out online by going to the Freedom Boat Club TampaBay.com or give them a call at 855-FREEDOM. Here is the Edwards Notebook.
President Trump is correct in his decision to stand up to China, but are tariffs the only way to show that he means business? Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, for decades, China has been allowed to take full advantage of the United States via trade deals that favored that nation. As a result, China has imposed unfair tariffs against U.S. products since the 1980s. The Chinese government is predatory in its ongoing efforts to steal intellectual property and harvest the fruits of freedom while imposing a brutal communist dictatorship over the Chinese people and threatening Taiwan. Yes, tariffs are a good way to hit back at China. I believe that slapping a huge carbon tax on every single product China exports to our republic would not only contribute to the reduction of the trade deficit, but also bring more needed attention to China being the number one polluter of the Earth's environment, whether it's plastics in the ocean or unchecked burning of dirty unfiltered coal. So keep up the good work, Mr. President, and also utilize a carbon tax on Chinese products and use the surplus to help our U.S. farmers. I'm Ron Edwards. Join me Fridays at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific on AmericaMatters.us and catch a page from the Edwards Notebook on our newest affiliate Saturdays on AM 1600 WAAM, Ann Arbor, Michigan.
Sponsored by David E. Garrett Jewelers.
All right, and that's Ron Edwards, and now it's time for a beach and boating forecast, and here we go. Well, today, the beach and boating forecast for the Nature Coast, the Sun Coast, and all of Tampa Bay. It's not going to be too bad. It's going to be warm, I'll tell you that much. You thought it was warm yesterday? Ha-ha. Wait till today, or tomorrow, or Saturday, because it's going to be at least 95 every day. That'll be our high temperature. Now, taking a look at the beach and boating forecast, it'll be mostly sunny all day long. We will have a light breeze starting out at the southeast this morning. It'll pick up this afternoon, turn around to the west. We might have a 12 mile an hour wind out of the west this afternoon. But the seas will be 1 to 2 feet with a light chop. The Gulf water temperature right now is up to 86 degrees. The bay water temperature at 84. Getting warm again here real quick. We had our low tide earlier this morning at 12:12 a.m. and our high tide just a little while ago at 4:33. So that's the way the beach and boating forecast looks. Now, by the numbers, the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay tells an incredible story. We are, in Tampa Bay, the largest of all of the Freedom Boat Club franchises across the country, and there are 175 of them. Now, here in Tampa Bay, when you join this franchise, you have access to over 400 boats and 23 locations. We are, simply put, the largest fleet in any of the Freedom Boat Club locations across the country. Now, there's 6 different types of boats you can choose from, including the Cobia Center Console that'll take you right out in the Gulf if you want to go out there and enjoy the water or do a little fishing or just go down the coastline. Now, Hurricane Deck boats, yep, they got them. Get out there in the bay, enjoy that, enjoy going up the inlets or up the rivers, and the Key West skiffs to get you out there to where you can go fishing in some of the shallow areas. Now, members make their reservation, pack their cooler, and away they go for a day of fun on the water. Also, when you bring the boat back, all you do is park it at the dock, hand them the keys, and you're done. And your membership at Freedom Boat Club gives you reciprocity to any of the other 175 locations, including the 2 that are up in Canada. So go over to the website, freedomboatclubtampabay.com, freedomboatclubtampabay.com, or call 855-FREEDOM, that's 855-FREEDOM, for more information. That's the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay. And we have a lot of people that visit us from other parts of the country, and they come down here, join the club, and then they've got a club up near them. They go back up there, and guess what? They take advantage of the membership up there, which is something you can do. Okay, let's talk a little bit more about the Highway and Byway Report. We'll give it to you real quick here because we have got some serious weather that struck last night. Just before midnight central time in Jefferson City, Missouri, a devastating tornado that did a lot of damage. A lot of buildings are destroyed, damaged, collapsed. People are still being rescued as we speak. As of about an hour ago, there still were no confirmed fatalities. However, I suspect that may change. I certainly hope it doesn't. But I suspect that may change as daylight comes across and we realize who's missing and where they're missing at. There were 3 people killed earlier from one of these tornadoes, as many of them touched down in the Missouri area in a small town. Now, I'm looking right now at the warnings and the watches, and this system with the severe thunderstorms in it has now actually breached into the southern part of Michigan, about 30 or 40 miles, it looks like, west of Detroit. It's just over the line there a little bit, and that's a little bit north of South Bend, Indiana, and it's actually now touching Ohio, this front that's been moving across all night long. There are severe thunderstorm watches and warnings, tornado watches in this too, going all the way back now into still Illinois around Effingham and then points east. You still have some severe weather and flooding and flash flooding and flood warnings in Missouri right now in the Jefferson City area, as well as south of there, going down towards Branson and Joplin and Springfield, Missouri. You also have in Kansas a lot of rain right now. It's been raining pretty steady there all night long. And also in Oklahoma, you've got quite a bit of rain there tonight with some flash flood warnings up in the extreme northeastern part of Oklahoma. Now, if you're headed out west into the mountains, Colorado, you're going to have your snow again tonight. Winter driving conditions going up over the mountain passes to the west. Also, going north out of Denver up towards Wyoming, you're going to have some winter driving conditions as you climb up there to get into Wyoming. There is some snow in Wyoming and the higher elevations there. It finally quit snowing in Yellowstone, so nothing there to report, but we do have some winds, high winds up in that area. And Flagstaff, Arizona tonight, above 6,500 feet, you have got snow along I-40, and I-17 above 5,500 feet climbing towards Flagstaff. You will have some snow up there as well with anticipated winter weather driving conditions. So that's what it's looking like right now. Now, I want you to remember that our buddies down there in Sarasota, Dominic's Blinds and Decor, are always there to serve you. They're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh Road. All their blinds, blades, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A., and they are a Hunter Douglas dealer. Now, stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store located there at 4540 Clark Road. And remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds. Give them a call, 941-922-2345. Set up an appointment, and remember to tell them the captain sent you. And also, don't forget about our friends at Mixon's Groveside Cafe either. If you're paying a visit down there to Sarasota, stop by Bradenton, 2525 27th Street South in Bradenton, and take advantage of the Mixon's Groveside Cafe and all those great, great sandwiches that they've got there, including that renowned Cuban sandwich. You're really going to like that. And Moss Family Automotive, you can catch me Saturday. I'll be at Moss Nissan from 12 to 2 in Newport Richey. And then on Monday, I'll be at Moss Family Chevrolet from 12 to 2 up on Northdale Mabry, right there in the Carrollwood section. So two different chances to come out and say hello. I'll have all those $500 coupons with me to save $500 on your new car purchase or certified pre-owned too. All right, stay tuned for more action and coming up here in your affiliate stations. Now I'm going to take that door in the corner, grab it and slab it. See you in the morning. God bless America. Have a great day, everybody.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.